My name is Linda McCarthy, and I live in Dublin, Ireland. And I am delighted to be able to have this opportunity to speak to people about Jeremy Griffith's wonderful book, Freedom, the End of the Human Condition. I think it is, as Professor Harry Prosen said, the holy grail of understanding, where we can all feel redeemed, if you put it in religious terms, and reconciled, and find a way out of the turmoil that is the present state of our human condition. What I really hope to do is to have a website in Dublin, in Ireland, the World Transformation Movement, and to connect with people who are struggling in their lives to try and make sense of their journey. And I feel that the book Freedom, the End of the Human Condition is the source of that wisdom. And the greatest wisdom of all, as T.S. Eliot said, is humility, and humility is endless. So I wish to be a channel for Jeremy's work and to invite as many people as possible who might be interested in joining the World Transformation Movement to see that this is the ultimate work that can save their lives. I was browsing through the internet, and I saw a video of the launch of Jeremy Griffith's book in the Royal Geographical Society in London, and I thought, this sounds really interesting. I just thought he was just so authentic and full of integrity and such a profound speaker. And I listened to the whole launch and Tim McCartney Snape, and I just thought, I have to go to the website, which I did, the World Transformation Movement website, which is a wonderful resource center, a library for research into the exploration of the human condition. And I was thrilled with that. And I was really deeply impressed by Jeremy Griffith and, you know, the depth of his authenticity and his integrity in deliverance and his demeanor. Just a wonderful person. And I just thought, this is a genuine human being on a mission. This book to me is, well, I couldn't really say what it is to me, is one of the most exciting discoveries I have come across on my inner journey. And I can only really reiterate what Professor Harry Prosen said about this book. And he said, I have no hesitation. And I think, yes, this is true. I have no hesitation in saying this is the grail. This is the holy grail of understanding that we have all been searching for. And now we can be reconciled within ourselves and see ourselves as being, in a sense, the heroes. And when I say heroes, I mean, you know, for young men getting out of bed in the morning, suffering as they do with all the trauma that is within them, they are heroes. The getting up out of bed and starting the day in this chaotic, crazy world that we live in. And now this book is giving us the gift to say to other people, I know what you are suffering. I have been there, and we can get there together. We can realize and be reconciled together. I am very upset and concerned about younger generations, from people as young as 13, 14, 15 onwards. And to see such desolation within human beings and the struggling and the despair makes me feel that there has to be something, there has to be some understanding where we can acknowledge and validate. We can say to somebody, I know, I have been there, because I have been there. I know what it's like to suffer in that way. R.D. Lang had said that the most obvious thing about the human condition is that we are invisible to each other. And, you know, to see a struggling soul, a struggling human being, and to know that whatever is going on inside them, all this turbulence and turmoil, is invisible to us, but we can know that there is a reason for it, and we can help them to find a way out of that chaos in their lives. And so I did philosophy and sociology. I had two, three specifically wonderful lectures there. But again, I found that it was lacking for me, that there was something lacking, that was some kind of total overarching sense of philosophy and sociology, and that would be an interpretation of what it is to be a human being in the totality of the human life world. When I was going through that, I thought of a definition of science from one of my heroes, which was the late great Scottish psychiatrist, R.D. Lang. And he defines science as a form of knowledge adequate to its subject. And I just thought, well, the subject is humankind, and it's humankind in the totality of its life world. And then I thought, what mechanistic reductive science could ever tackle such a huge, complex topic? And as I bought the book, I ordered the book, Freedom, the End of the Human Condition. I went through it, and I went to the website looking through the essays, cross-referencing this. I didn't have to do anything. It was all done for me. And I just thought the core of this seems to be, firstly, science, of course, which is very important to me, and then consciousness. And, you know, as Jeremy Griffiths said, consciousness being nature's greatest creation. And I just thought, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And then I thought of things like, you know, where people become so suspicious about teleological arguments. And then through Jeremy, I began to realize, you know, that there is within consciousness this intentional, purposeful movement towards something, towards some final destination. And I thought of Stephen Hawking, also referred to in Jeremy Griffith's book, and his concept of God. And he said, I would use the term God as the embodiment of the laws of physics. And I thought that was wonderful. That was wonderful. And then I thought of negative entropy and how negative entropy with regard to consciousness, which is everywhere, but in regard to human consciousness, that it is that capacity of consciousness to assimilate greater orders of understanding and information, if you like, and to create higher, more integrated patterns of understanding. And I just thought that was wonderful. And that was so inspiring. So consciousness being the core of it, physics and biology being the base, and the ontological totality or holistic being of creation or existence, you know, we are within the midst of that searching. And then I thought, yes, I was thinking of the symbol of the sun, and I imagined this horizon this, where there would be a vanishing point. And I knew that all paths of exploration into the human condition would ultimately converge towards this ultimate frontier with this vanishing point. And then I thought of the vanishing point actually is a rising sun. So I sort of said, gosh, this is a fantastic radiant symbol. If you like, throughout my life, I've had partial interpretations of this, partial understandings of that, nothing that had an overarching sense of the integrated meaning of things. So that symbol, to me, is that movement towards what can be reconciled within the human consciousness that suffers from this, if you like, in religious terms, divine discontent, you know, and divine disconnection. And that, to me, is the essence of, I think, what Jeremy's work is for me. There's a lot of confusion and conflict, you know, there's a lot of... as Jeremy says, you know, this book is not about ideology, you know, it's not about religion, it's not about faith. It is about all those things in a certain perspective, but it's not dogma, it's not doctrine, it's not religion, it's not ideology, it's not the evasive mechanistic science that reduces everything, you know, and hasn't the capacity to comprehend the the wholeness, the holistic sense of our being. And, you know, that's what Jeremy Griffith's work does. And I think it's so powerfully important to recognize that. For me, it is that inner sense of, as I would term in religious terms, divine discontent, that you feel in your heart and soul that you've only been given piecemeal explanations, you know, and all these partial understandings, they don't cohere. So coherence, you know, and reconciliation is of paramount importance to me, you know, and this is where I think the book brings all that together, you know, and it's accessible and it's understandable and it's scientific. And it's just everything I hope for, everything I hope for. I'm so thankful to the World Transformation Movement for making this all possible, you know, at this late stage in my life, you know, to finally reach a destination of understanding, you know, and to have that sense of compassion that I think is essential for other people struggling along the way and falling and being lost. And I can't remember who said it, but there's such a dearth of, there's such an impoverishment of spirit now prevailing really globally. And, you know, I think the reconciliation of the intellect and the heart and the soul and the imagination and all the expressions through art and music and literature and, you know, of the human heart, mind, soul struggling to make sense of its life world. And now, you know, with Jeremy Griffith's work, we can make sense of the life world, you know, which is, well, hallelujah, hallelujah. So it's a wonderful network. It's like family members. It's a wonderful network because everybody is thinking along the same lines, which lead to this wonderful understanding of the human condition. So it's wonderful to be involved and have those relationships, you know, because they're more important sometimes than the everyday relationships, you know, that you come across, and nobody's really talking about things that you want to talk about that you think are important. So to actually have a network of people who are thinking along the same lines, you know, it's wonderful. It's very supportive. That being Irish, I think the Irish have a certain reticence and they hold back. And whereas I feel within myself, I feel this surge of excitement and this surge of being overwhelmed. I'm trying to contain it as well at the same time. So it's difficult for me, you know, because I do have that reticence. And so it's very hard for me sometimes to express the exuberance, you know, that I feel. But I do feel that, you know, it's an ebullience of joy, an ebullience of joy.